Hello, today we are in Maastricht and within a very special context. It's a workshop co-facilitated by UNUVIE and UNU Merit, and I have with me the director of UNU Merit, and thank you very much for having us, Luc. I'd like you to talk to us about this initiative very briefly. What is it about?
Well, the initiative is that we would like to have at this stage more interaction with the other UNU institutions on the research carried out on Africa. We know very little from each other within the UNU setting because each of the institutions is located somewhere else. We, of course, have electronic communications, digital, virtual communications, but it's much better to get to know each other, and this is the first step by which we met with the guys from the office, the vice rector's office in Bonn, to discuss a little bit how we could really develop an African research agenda or priority or roadmap, as you prefer to call it at this stage, in which you could sort of identify what the different UNU institutions are doing on Africa. And of course, this is a very broad area, and we here at UNU Merit only cover one particular feature of that area, that's to say the research on innovation and public policy, policy evaluation, migration, growth, trade performance, competitive performance in the areas of new products, new processes being introduced, entrepreneurship. But all this is very, very limited if you look at the broad area of research dealing with African priorities.
Yeah, we've seen there is a clear connection to Africa with a lot of African projects, and the colleagues here were presenting some of their work. What is the most important lessons that you take home with you today, Luc?
Well, I think that the most important lesson for me is certainly that many of the people here at UNU Merit, here in Maastricht in Holland, are dealing with topics which are also being researched elsewhere within the UNU family. And these are issues which are of extreme relevance to Africa. And the question is really, how can we start to set up exchange of that sort of research between colleagues in different places? And the first thing to do, of course, is to know who is doing what. And this is where I very much welcome the initiative on the Vice Rectorship in Europe in Bonn to start with the first inventory and to come and see us to check that inventory on the side of what UNU Merit is doing. That's the first step. And I hope that you will do a similar exercise in each of the UNU institutions across the globe, so that the inventory gets a human face, so that you know who's behind some of those research projects, and that might be helpful in then establishing the links between researchers doing crucial areas of research in Africa between different UNU institutions.
Luc, thank you very much. You can follow this audiobook on Twitter with the hashtag UNU Priority Africa. And you can also follow me. This is Shayran Vieira for UNU VIE CosmoCut on Twitter. Stay tuned. Thank you.